In the beginning, God made heaven and earth. Before that, there was nothing except God. Then, suddenly out of nothing, God made the world. No one can know exactly how he made it, because our minds are too small to understand. The making of the world took 7 of God's days. Not in time as we know it, because there was no one to count time when God reached out of foreverness to shape the world, but in God's time, at which men can only guess. From out of nowhere, God created heaven and earth. And earth, as he first made it, was void and empty and dark and strange, awash with waters that had no shape. And then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light, glorious and shining and blindingly bright, and it flooded and spilled everywhere, destroying the darkness, till God's hand shaped it and marked it off into light and dark. The light he called day. The darkness he called night. And that made the first day in all the world. On the second day, God's hands moved over the waters covering the earth and separated them. Half the waters he swept high above the sky to become rain and clouds and fog and dew. The other half of the waters he left on the earth, and they still covered the whole face of the earth. On the third day, God gathered the waters on the earth into different places until at last the dry land appeared. The dry land he called earth. The waters he called seas. And rivers and streams and lakes and waterfalls came to be. Then God said, "Let the earth be covered with green growing things. Let there be grass and sweet herbs and trees, each with its own seeds, so that they may always grow." And that was the end of the third day. On the fourth day, God said, "Let there be stars and planets and moons in the skies to make and to mark the days and nights and the seasons and years." Then God placed the sun in the sky and set the earth spinning around the sun. Before, there had been on earth only light and dark. Now there was sunrise and noontime and sunset. And the seasons of the year were born. God spoke and the moon was made, to measure the months and rule the sea tides. He set the moon in the sky and it circled the earth. He made the stars, the shining legions of space, and patterned them. And he made the planets. And that was the fourth day. On the fifth day, God leaned close to earth and breathed on it. "Let the waters and the winds of earth be filled with living things," he said. His breath stirred the streams and the seas, and they were filled with life. Small silvery fish and golden ones, sea monsters and food fishes, fish with hard shells and fish like sea flowers he made, silent and swift in the waters. He spoke, and the skies filled with birds, all kinds, all colors, winging from his fingers to nest in the trees he had made. And their throats were filled with singing, the first voices of creation. On the sixth day, God's hands hovered over the land and filled it with animals and with creeping things, giant beasts, tiny insects, and all others. The feet of goats touched the mountaintops where yellow flowers grew. Cows and sheep ate the grass by the rivers, and in the forest depths, the wild ones moved, the fierce and the gentle together. In the middle of the sixth day, it was as if a silence came over the world, as if the world were waiting for the one reason for which it had all been made. In the silence, God looked at his creation. The world was beautiful, all fresh, clean, new, but there was no one to take care of it or use it, no one to love or admire it. It was a kingdom with no one in it. It was not finished, this world. Everything God had made was a little bit like him, like millions of tiny mirrors set around the one great God, each showing a small part of his greatness. His strength was in the rocks. His majesty shone in the light. though neither rock nor light could be as strong or brilliant as he. The mark of his mind was on the laws of this world he had made and the perfect patterns of it. The green things, which could grow and die and grow again from seeds, whispered of the mysterious power of life that is God's. And the animals and fishes and birds who could move and feel and take care of themselves were even closer to God, more complicated, more wonderful in their life than the plants. But nowhere in the world had God made anything close enough to himself. So God made a new creature. A creature different from everything else. A creature who could grow as plants do, move and feel as animals do, but who was much more than a plant or an animal. Plants and animals die, and that's the end of them. But to this new creature, God gave something which could not die. God made the first man, and to man he gave a soul, a spirit which is like God. Because he has a soul, man is the only creature in the world that can laugh or weep or dream or love. Only a man can think and decide. Only a man is free to choose whatever he pleases, to do good or to do evil, because only man has a soul. A soul is that secret invisible thing in you that makes you what you are, that part of you that knows and prays and reaches to God. Gently, God's hands reached down to earth. The fingers of God took the clay and the dust of the ground and molded them into a body for the first man. Full grown he would be, this first man. Never a baby, never a boy, but a man from the first moment. Then, from nothing, God created a soul. The first soul for the first man. Just as he made your soul for your body and a special soul for every person who ever was. And God breathed into the body he had made and gave it life. The clay became flesh and blood and bone, warm and breathing, and the soul made its home in the body, and there was man. In the shadow of those loving hands, the first man stirred and stretched and opened his eyes and saw God's face. The first man, whose name was Adam. God rested on the seventh day, and he blessed it and made it holy, because that was when the making of the world was finished. That was the beginning, and the end has not yet come to the story of man and of God, the story of Adam, and of all the men and women and boys and girls from that day to this who have tried to love God.